Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm great. So I guess, first of all, won't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're from?
Sure. I'm from Salem, Oregon. I spent most of my life living up and down I-5, going to a bunch of different places for family reasons, and then eventually found my way up here.
Right. Okay, so what was it about this area that intrigued you?
I felt good coming from, Oregon, because, growing up there, you feel like Washington's kind of like your sister state. You feel like it's the people next to you that you feel really comfortable with. And then, coming into college, I had a professor who really encouraged me to come here. She thought it was a great place if I wanted to get into different subjects about the environment, and just the idea of being in a college that's in a 1,000-acre forest sounded amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and the beach.
Yeah. I haven't made it down there yet, but I'm going to make it one of these days.
No, do.
Your childhood.
Childhood? Rough. Uh-huh. Actually, I had a very interesting childhood. I grew up with one sibling. My parents were divorced before I could remember. I grew up in the poorest part of my town, the poorest school. I had lice every year all the way through elementary school. Middle school, I finally kind of got to, we weren't any higher in, being of income status, but we got to be in a richer part of town. Yeah, I went to a huge high school. It was one of the most popular in my town because it had the International Baccalaureate program. So you could get transfers and people from all over the town to go to that school. So we had 2,000 students.
Wow.
Yeah, it was huge.
So are you the first in your family to go to college?
No, but barely by the mark. I mean, my mother, she did... went to Chemeketa, which was the community college in my hometown.
Oh, okay.
So, it took her a long time to get a bachelor's.
What did she get her bachelor's in?
Oh, gosh. I think it was something about public service. She worked in public service for a long time. So I forget if it was psychology or just it wasn't anything very specialized. She doesn't have some kind of specialized career.
I know I depend on you guys a lot because we do a lot of stuff here at school with Media Loan.
Yeah.
That's where you work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's been a wonderful, crazy chance coincidence that I got that job, and I'm so glad that I did. 2 years ago, I got, for the first time, I got work study allotted to me. And my friend took me through the system and was like, hey, you should look at this job in Media Loan. That sounds like something you'd really be interested in. Because I've had a good history of being interested in filmmaking and doing a lot of my own projects. So I applied. And I got to work for both Media Loan and Electronic Media, which are two inclusive and segregated places at the same time on campus. And then I suddenly kind of got thrown into this world of doing productions and getting into doing live PA systems and being in customer service with students and the responsibility of maintaining equipment, making sure people are honest and good about keeping things on time. And I mean, it's great because you get to see who are the students on campus that are interested in this kind of field, it can be a challenge sometimes if you get, some people they think Media Loan is where you get laptops and things like that. And they'll come and they'll freak out at you because they're like, my computer just died and I have this essay and I need to have a power cord and we have to do all these things. And when you try to explain to them, no, we can't do that. We only have 10 in the back, and they're only strictly for faculty. Not even staff can get to them, And then they'll take it out on you. And I think the coolest thing for me was getting to see an intern last year be these are student workers. You have no right to be coming in here and treating them like this. That is not at all what this is about. We're here to help you, and if they can't help you with that, that's not their fault. You need to go away and come back when you can handle this entire situation as an adult.
Well, kudos to them.
Yeah, right?
Kudos to them. What year are you at Evergreen?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior?
Yeah, I'm about to graduate.
Oh, good. So I know you probably have tons of crazy stories about Evergreen. Any
Any funny one? Oh man. I have to think about this one. I'm sorry. I can't think of one right off the top of my head.
Oh, we can come back to it.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, any weird ones you can tell us? Anything kind of weird or off the wall?
The coolest, okay, one of the like weird but was also kind of like nice was I was doing this thing called Music in the Park over the summer because I got to work for electronic media over the summer. And so we're like downtown, we set up this whole system, we have a band playing, and there's this guy in the corner and he's got like fuzzy boots on and these long fans with like fur all the way down to like his knees, like they're huge fans, and he's over there just like dancing with them. And I was like, who is that guy? And you know, my coworker, my boss, standing next to me, and I'm like, who is that? He's like, oh, he works at Evergreen. And I was like, of course he does. That makes perfect sense. He's, you know, all out and like fluorescent pink fans dancing right next to the street. And I'm like, oh man, of course a free spirit like that would go to our school.
Right. Well, is that one of the reasons that you decided to come to the school, or brought you to the school?
A lot of things. I mean, I went to the University of Oregon my freshman year in college, and that was overwhelming because that was the year that football was huge. And just like being in that system, I'd like gone and I'd made this 25-minute documentary for a 4-credit class, and my teacher couldn't give me an A because I was sick one day. And I missed a test, and I didn't get to make it up because apparently my email didn't get to him. And I just sat there, and I was like, I'm paying so much money to be in college, and the fact that I can go and spend weeks and weeks and weeks and hours and hours and hours and do all this work, and I still can't make that letter grade I deserve because of a technicality, like, what does that really say about what I'm paying for and what I'm doing in college? And so I thought about Evergreen because my professor was like, it's great that they don't have grades. They grade you on, you know, more of your effort as a student and the, you know, the quality of your work and your effort as opposed to just these rules that they have to follow. So that and the fact that there's no, like, sorority or fraternity system, because that can be really sick and perpetuating of rape culture, and I'm not a fan of that. So Evergreen seemed way better for something, you know, that I could actually work in. At the college, yeah.
Now, since you've been here, I know you've been a senior. You are a senior. Yeah. Have you seen any dramatic changes in Evergreen, the culture, anything since you first decided to come here?
I mean, like, there's definitely been more protests recently, but that's a lot to do with what's happening in America, not just at Evergreen. But I think that's a positive change. You know, I think people should be protesting and being more outspoken and being more aggressive about the changes they want to see. And then, of course, you know, there's administrative things. Like, being a part of electronic media is also you're the fly on the wall in a lot of meetings and things that address what's actually happening behind the scenes at Evergreen. So I'm seeing, you know, them, you know, groups of staff and faculty meeting together discussing, like, well, how can we save money? How can we be better at budgeting because we don't have as many students as we should? Or, you know, like, watching the campus try to troubleshoot and seeing the behind the scenes of that has at least changed my perspective on how Evergreen runs since having first come in as a sophomore. You know.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that. Now, before we go, I'm digging for a funny story. You know, not that the other one wasn't funny.
Yeah.
But what is one of your, that you can think of, your favorite experiences here at Evergreen? Something that you could, you know, to share with somebody who might be trying to make their decision to come here?
Yeah. I'd say probably one of the best experiences I had was the first quarter I came here. I saw this advertisement for a science fiction class, a 2-credit ILC run by the campus minister, actually. And I decided to jump in and see what that was about. And it ended up being probably my favorite class at Evergreen because I got to be in a class of about 12 people. Just a small, intimate group of people. We read 2 books over the entire course of a quarter, and just being able to take my time and kind of break it down, and be able to discuss that in a very small and intimate environment with people I could feel comfortable with, was such an amazing experience. Like, I'm so grateful I got to have that while I've been here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, now, before we sign off.
Yeah.
The story.
Funny story. Okay. Okay.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
I'm trying to think of one. Oh, man. Does it have to be, like, a funny story that's, like, commentary on Evergreen? Or can it just be a funny story that's, like, while I'm at Evergreen?
Yeah, just a funny story.
I don't think I'm funny, so this is why it's hard to be on the spot. I'm just like, what is...
I think you're hilarious.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not going to press you anymore.
No, yeah.
Because I know it's, you know, being put on the spot is kind of difficult. But we really do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy morning to come and talk with us and share your story.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of people will appreciate, you know, your voice and what you have brought to the table with this project. Okay?
Yeah.
So once again, we're going to sign off with Julia Logan. This is Dave Alonzo and Raymond Mobley. See you later.